I'm going to talk about my daddy, his blind man. Each one he make trail all over with shovel, or trail just like road that many people make picture of on the road where he make it look like road. Cutting tree, make good trail. Summer trail, winter trail, wood trail. And my dad, he's complete blind. He was born blind. He got cane, he got his own sleigh. He go out wood yard. Sometime I go with him. I go ahead of him with stick and his hand. Sometime I don't. And you know, he go and wood yard. He hit a stick, he hit the wood, he hit stick, he go there. He cut little piece, he gonna smell. Green wood, he knows green wood. And dry wood, he gonna mix dry wood and green wood. He don't live on hedgehog dogs with his neck. He bring back a load of wood to village. When he start to cut saw wood, he split wood. I used to close my eye, I don't see. Seems to me he can cut his whole hand off. And I used to watch if he show his blind where he walk. And I watch all the time, but later on I begin find out he's real blind. And vegetable part, he tan more skin. A clothes tore, he got a son, his own clothes. He don't tell his wife, do this, do this. He make dry meat, he cut fish. The day I'm old, I just wonder how he did. I start to realize he's blind. Back days, I realized that to me, I just thought, baby, he either look. And one time I asked him a question, why blind, why you don't see? He tell me, it's doesn't send me this world the way I am. That's mean good Lord send me in this world to be blind. Right now, the day I get old, I understand what he mean. And springtime, May, we used to work for our gardener. And we don't get paid to do that. He put twine around and gardener all the way around. He crawl around, he hold that twine and he just run the gardener. We dig the ground, he walk right along with us, he dig the ground. He tell us that garden got to be real clean. We clean garden real good before we dig. But he tell back days no paralyzed like he have right now. Our paralyzed we boil fish head and fish guts and we spill on the garden. That's our paralyzed. Boy, the garden is so big, you don't know what to do with it. And we finish all the garden, and he told it do over again. Just make sure it's real neat and soft. So we do that. And sometime he go in the cash, he give us beautiful blanket, all of us. All the time, blanket, all of us, he give it to us. We work hard. He tell us, you sleep on this one. Boy, we like it. We don't think about we get pay. I try the best I can after I realize she's blind. the seed, he tell us cabbage, one seed each, little bit part from that cabbage to little bit part for each other. He tell us that cabbage leaf gonna leave touch to each other and your cabbage not gonna growing. If he wants to have big carrots, he gotta plant 2 carrot seed. He don't let us touch little seed, he wants to do herself, cause as we crazy around, we just maybe not either half a line. We use it, so he don't let us. And he leave a peas, a dry peas, overnight. He plant peas, string beans. He plant whatever he plant, all growing. Potatoes. When garden started growing, he gave us up there, you take care, he told me. He taught me how to do. I gotta do that exactly he tell me. Was art make a mistake. And right now, I don't know how he plant seed, but he plant cabbage through the bag, carrots, canna, potatoes. We don't use our potatoes out. Potatoes, we save it for next year for our seed. And what's left over, we replant it again and we got our vegetable right there. We eat vegetable all winter. Inside his house, he digs the ground. And have all vegetable and cabbage and everything inside our house, inside the ground. Each village he have a deep freezer, Indian deep freeze. Our chief he dig make big hole on the bank, big hole. You go inside, you don't have a light either. You go inside to the ground. If you want your meat fresh, you gotta hang whole moose inside the ground, just hang there. Not gonna be spoiled, not gonna be either smell. But time, when the time's up, we got our fresh meat right there. And my dad have a sham too. Every one of them have a, where he have cold place, Walu Bob. And it's the one he make trail all over, was by hand, was shovel, torch to tread and post, he make just like road. He's blind man, he done so many things, and he's special man today to me when I talk about it. Maybe he tried to pass on to her life to me, a time I'm there, don't tension that much, I'm with much respect, I'm young, I'm respect, but sometimes I would play out there just like rest of the kids. But he don't let me play out there, he don't let me go to village, he don't let me go somebody's house. He used to tell me if you go next door, maybe a person gonna cook her last food and you come in, he gonna pass this last food to you and the person not gonna eat. I really believe it that whatever my mother and dad had told me, I just really believe it. I still use it right now. And I got my own house, I really believe it. I used to go out, he cut meat, I stand next to a watch to be learned. One whole moose arm, he gonna cut it. One pool, he put that meat, he cut it. One whole moose arm, he gonna cook one piece dry meat. Just real, I don't know how he do, but, and a fish. He make dry fish. and takes him out, pick and base, keep pick and base, just like rest of it. I stay out at his life when he cut wood, scare me to death. Anything what he do, I stay out. If he do something I like it, I gonna watch all the way through, and I learn from him. He do a lot of anything, good stuff, a lot of way, good way he do. So today he's a special man. And he pass on to his grandkids and pass on to all the way down still the day. We did a lot of good ways to make us understand. We learned something from him. He taught us how to make vegetables. He taught us not to use meat spoil. His blind man, we used to like his biscuit. He make biscuit in top store. Blind man cook for you. Blind man make biscuit in oven for you. Not to be hungry. He gonna cook cranberries with moose grease. And we eat biscuit and cranberries. Boy, back days, everything tastes good. Take me a car to wall. To be understand, to be learn. Right now I get them all. Give me a lot of strength. Some in the morning I don't get up. Oh, my mother did it. This I had to do. And I help myself. Oh yeah, I can't do. Why it's hard for me to get up, do. Look forward for to be do. I really want to try best I can till the end. I want to pass on to my culture, to my grandkids, my orality, my friend. This is I talk about myself. Pass on what I got. I have many white people friend. I have many Christian people friend. I have many people non-believe. He have own their own life. But I take after my mother and daddy. I'm ashamed of the pray. My mother needs to pray all the time. The need of pray. Lord's pray. I use it upon all the time. Because I'm prayer, someone going to take us. We left talk bad weather. Before night I pray for our trip. I ask God he gonna take us to Gila Lake, bring us home safely. We have to have a good life to protect. We don't get thrown into something gonna hurt us, boat, car. We have to have a good life for our friend, safe trip. You go behind wheel, you know what you're doing. Sometimes we run into something. I pray for my friend John, go back to Anchorage safe trip. I'm not ashamed of pray. I always bless my food. I go to bed, I always pray. I go out, go do something for my labor, I always pray to God protect us. No matter what we are God's children. We're not different from each other. We're not different than white people and white women. We're all the same God's people. I believe it like that. That's what keeps us going every day, another day. Another day, shiny day. There is something on. Which means we have good, shiny day today. We have to respect for each other. I have to respect for other people. I have to respect for young children. respect for father and mother. We can't let ignore each other, no. We have to care for each other. And this village, I sure love to talk about this village. Joanne, his chief's granddaughter, a lot of respect for her. Pat, his chief's grandchild. Ray, Michael. Ben, Corey, Jeannie. Rest of it, level one, that's all chief's grandkids in this village. And we respect for them. We all try real hard for the labor, little bit of job, prepare the food, fish, ducks. Right now, against Chicksaw, that can't understand of Chicksaw, what stand Chicksaw. Chicksaw, right now we're on Chicksaw, that means we're on August. Chicksaw stand for leaf fell down, everything turned to yellow. That's what it means, Chicksaw. And torch to springtime, loser, that means everything freezes. Springtime, torture springtime, that's Lusa, that's April. Sachuch, that's Christmas month. My native word, I'm going to say Sachuch, that's Christmas month. Chishamsa, that's February month. Chishamsa, that's eagle. You have all kind name, Indian way. All I know, every bit I know, what all kind ducks have a native name, different way. And us native, we all understand, but some young people don't can understand. Don't know what it means. Some native wants to be non-clear, some go college. Oh, you think so? Great. Yes, college is great. White man educated is good. To me, we have to hold on. My native educated, white man educated, both ways. Both ways. I really strong feel, I always tell my grandkids. And right now, everybody going to work for meat. 10 days season open. How fast do you go out, you get your meat? 10 days. How about these 10 days, like the day boys working out there, week in? How fast do boys and girls and get the moose? You know why? Just a fish of wildlife. Fish and Wildlife watch every each village. I guess he had to do the job too, but our food, that's what we've grown up with. We gotta have our fish, our ducks, our meat and caribou, rabbits, grouse, whatever on the land we really gonna eat. I don't know, sometimes I'm confused, but Fish and Wildlife, but sometimes I can't understand. Pick people, sometimes people lose the boat and the gun. Some people don't have an income. Like this village, people hardly get by. It's not like other village. People don't have easy money in this village. You all work hard for the labor. That's where we believe it in this village. And myself, I don't have much income. Whatever I work for, I got a little bit of check. I'm just like Christopher, I had to pay my bill, I had to pay bank, I had to pay my electricity. And I'm so thankful I don't pay my rent. I got my own house. I had to pay for my wood, oil, propane, a tie, but for whatever little bit I got, it's gone. Everything cost too much. So to me, we had to put it away our food. Anything, whatever we've gone up for, you've got to put it away. For wonder time, long wonder, we have to face. We've got to be ready for that. Lots of way we can do. All sanitary needs to be cleaned up someday in the future. To renew. All of things, a lot of things to talk about. Each day there's something to talk about. We've got to learn. Seeing like we're still going up to be learned. But mostly I want young children to learn. Us, we know already. I know already. But yet I still learn. I still learn. Lot way I still learn. But the word, my mother's word, come out on me before the Satan Psalms gone down. The word come out. I'm pretty sure I got a lot of white people friends, teenage boys, teenage girls. Some mother died, said, oh, my mother used to tell me like that. Oh, I learned from my mother. Oh, I learned from my dad. That's what I try to pass on. Our children got to be learned. The father still needs to be grown up to be learned. And the land. Full time, we wait for our ducks on October. Real cold, and we go out, get our ducks, we clean it, we leave the guts in there, we have washed tub all full of water, we put all our ducks there, freeze it, leave it there all winter. And the fish, you got to cut it, you dry real good, don't let fly get in, you put it in a cache. You dry meat, gotta go in cash. Don't eat it one time. Eat it though, it tastes good. You gotta take care of your food. You base. One time you're gonna eat really good and will take care of you half a day. And young people, I want to start to really learn. Real background. Whoever feels sorry for give you a little story, just stop, listen, you learn something. That's what I learned from my mother and daddy, our relatives, my aunt, my relatives. I learned from them. She passed me on to the life to me. It's in my mind all the time. Get up early, do you think? Me, I can't get up early anymore. I've done my part already. I walk all over, 50 mile, 20 mile, I pack my meat. For woman like me to some village to Cook Hill and a big, huge valley, somebody got moose. Back days you don't throw away moose skin. You got to use some muckluck and moose jacket and mitts, moccasin. The person kill moose, he's sick person, he can't pack moose skin. He give up on that moose skin. And my mother talk about that moose skin all the time. He gonna be waste, he gonna be, I couldn't try to listen. I never tell nobody where I gonna go. I just grab my pack and little biscuit and I take it off. I go across with that big, huge, flat swamp. You don't have hip boots or nothing. You use moccasin. You don't worry about you're going to get sick. You don't worry about your feet wet, but you got to carry on extra socks, extra moccasins, in case extra dry clothes you can pack. That whole time skin, huge bull moose skin, I put it in my pack. Boy, I just made it to that NFL. Big valley, I just go metal swamp. One place I fell down, I just laugh at myself, nobody around up there, I just laugh. I thought that's fun. And I fell down enigmas and my feet sticking out in my pack. And I can't get up, I had to take it out my pack. I packed that moose skin all the way to village, right over there in village to my mother. My mother don't know where I'm at. I never tell nobody where I'm going. I just taken off. And my mother go out. Hey, what you doing? I never say nothing. Oh, you talk about that skin too much, so I thought I'd better bring for you, I say. And grab me and hug me. He say, you shouldn't do that. I say, it's okay. I'm young. I bring that moose skin my mother work on right away. Take her 4 days to clean that moose skin, big, huge bull moose skin. Another place, winter time, way other side, big, huge hill, somebody got moose. In a village, we're hungry. And we some reason too cold, we can't go our trapping post. So cold, we can't do nothing. And even though somebody go out hunt, got moose real fat. He all bring back enough meat, good part, but he left some too hard. Too hard to go back, so he said that moose got to be waste. And somebody say maybe wolf gonna eat it, not gonna be waste. What I did, 5 o'clock in the morning, I get up, I hitch up my dog, I taken off, I climb that hill. I run into bed tremble. I never tell my mother I'm not gonna go. Nobody know where I went. I went to other side, the big hill, I loaded that meat left over, and that big hill overflow. And you're supposed to tie spruce, a lot of spruce, tie to your sleigh, I never did. I got down metal too. And all over my sleigh slides, my sleigh broke, my dope. All there and there, and saw my dog almost choked at death, and I lay against a tree, almost lose my life right there. I can't be gone right there if I know what I'm doing. This is a special word. You know what you're doing, you've been hurting out there. I always have extra in my pocket. My back real hurt, I can't do nothing, but I tie my sleigh together. There and there I pick my dog, and I fix harness, and I start to hitch my boy. I'm very pain. I can't even make another step. But I tie myself my back, and make sure I'm okay, and I make it to village. I lay in 3 months and lay in bed for my back. That's what it means, Dorney. Don't run into something you can't do. But I'm very strong. I walk just like a man, nothing to it. And I bring that whole moose in the village. Everybody can't believe it. I did it. I go through real hard. I always think, I can't do. Why not? always do, run into something hard, but always win, always bring back. That's what it means, the life, good life. Every each day, different life. Every each day, you got to work different. Other time, maybe you prepare you wood. Other time, you're going to go out picking bees. Other time, you're going to go out look for native medicine, because it's going to be covered with snow. You're not going to have medicine. You have to pick all of medicine for winter time. And you got to get tea up there. And you have to do a lot of way on the land. Summertime are fresh foods, rhubarb, wild rhubarb, mushroom, red bays, salmon bays, blue bays, cranberries, highbush bays. We're so glad to see summertime those. But hard to keep blue bays when the time. No refrigerator. We have Antec big barrels. We put all full with blue bays. And we put between sugar, one bucket, and we put sugar between. We have a lot of juice. Back days, you don't know that much. Right now, I catch blue bays juice, I make add up, I boil it, I add up with water, that's my cranberry juice, blueberry juice. I make it settled way, not real English way, I do a different way, I make it my own juice. But back days, I don't know why, I never did, we waste a lot of blueberry juice. And a lot of way, sometimes your food spoil on you. But you gotta keep trying, keep to learn. Another day to be learned.